Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast on what is an extraordinarily wet and bleak and miserable Friday morning. So I'm going to cheer you up. So I hope you're sitting comfortably. I hope you've had a good week as we approach the weekend. And don't forget that our live podcast from last night is still available if you want to go to have a listen. And also don't forget there'll be a premium podcast going out on Sunday. So lots of stuff still ahead. Right, okay. Let's talk about the Conservative Party, shall we? Because it's in meltdown at the moment. And that's evidenced in the most recent poll, which came out today or last night, which asks the question, if there were a general election held tomorrow, which party would you vote for? Labour, 54%. Tories, 21%. Lib Dem, 7%. Green, 6%. SNP, 5%. Reform, 4%. Others, 2%. Right. 54% Labour, 21% Tories. If that was actually manifest, I mean, that's the biggest poll lead, I think, in 30 years, number one. Number two, if that was then represented in terms of the how people then did vote, we would have a majority Labour government. Let that sink in. A majority Labour government, and it would be Prime Minister Keir and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner. And this is completely predictable. And I've been talking to you guys now some time about my own belief that the Conservative brand, because they've been in power for so long, it's so toxic. It's really toxic. People no longer trust them. They've lost their reputation for fiscal rectitude, for balancing the budget, for doing the things that we associate with conservatism. They've lost their credibility over controlling immigration. I mean, they're not bothered about that. The Brexit is just a joke. It's a kind of a sad joke. So bit by bit, the reputation's been shattered. Boris, we've seen the transition from David Cameron to Theresa May. And then we've seen Boris Johnson stabbing Theresa May in the back. And then we've seen the shambles of the Boris Johnson period. And then we had the leadership challenge, which we witnessed this summer. And as I pointed out in numerous podcasts as this was going on, what I was saying was that the way they extenuated the leadership contest to make it all about them rather than make it all about the country means that the brand gets more and more and more toxic. And so then you have the absolute turmoil of the past week since the mini mega budget last Friday by Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng. And the meltdown in the financial markets, you're seeing the pound plummet against the dollar. We've seen stock markets shift down. We've seen everything basically collapse, apart from mortgage rates, which are on the way right up. So it's been shambolic, not just this past week, but I would suggest since probably January, February 2020, whenever Boris Johnson shifted and fully came on board the globalist bandwagon, which he probably was on board anyway by that point, and brought us into lockdown and all of that. And ever since then, it's been a mess. So the thing is, I mean, I know what you're going to say. Well, David, it's a poll, yes, but we're a couple of years out from a general election, so everything could change. And that is true. There's no doubt about that. Things could change. The only thing is the direction of travel at the moment is still away from the Conservatives. And indeed, there is talk, believe it or not, of a leadership challenge against Liz Truss, unless things turn around pretty quickly. So, I mean, this is what you're witnessing, and let's put it on record, is the slow, sustained death of the Conservative Party. They've been in power since 2010. So they've been in power now for 12 years. And I'm afraid, even though we've seen lots of changes of personnel, it's too long. And I think they're perceived as, generally speaking, just too out of touch, too detached. The media, of course, never liked the Conservatives. But the Conservatives have only got themselves to blame for trying to pander to the media. So the whole thing situation is proverbial. You know, it's horrific. And when polls like this come out, you know, what you will get is this ferments even more unrest amongst the conservative masses. And then, which will then lead to potentially challenges to Liz Truss and all kinds of negative stuff going through the media. Meanwhile, in the Labour camp, they must be ecstatic. We've got Keir Starmer, a guy who supported lockdown but wished it had been longer, who supported COVID restrictions but wished they had been harsher, who's 100% behind the Ukraine proxy war with Russia, who has no interest in protecting our borders, who would seek to prioritise the whole woke agenda. This is the likely next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I'm afraid. And, you know, and he's the almost the best of them. When you then sort of dive down into his colleagues, I mean, just, they're atrocious. And I know people used to make jokes about Diane Abbott and all of that, but I mean, you've got Angela Rayner, you've got all these other people sitting on the benches beside him, and very, very few of them strike me as being having any level of competence. So there is no doubt in my mind that if we do have a Labour government, and it looks like we will, it will most likely destruct itself. I remember when Tony Blair came in, if you remember, all the way back in 1997, I think it was, or maybe it was 1999. Anyway, whenever Blair came to power, there were people with some competence around him. It wasn't just Tony Blair. There were ministers who had ability. That no longer applies as far as I can see. So, you know, this is an extraordinarily bad poll for Liz Truss. And it will cause even more unrest, and it will increase alarm that the Tories are heading absolutely for the rocks, which I've been forecasting, as I say, certainly since the shenanigans concerning Boris Johnson and all those parties finally killed off the Tories' reputation. Thanks for listening.